Good evening. My name's Michael O'Leary. I'm a resident of Holderness, 11 Grapevine Cove Road, 03245. Thanks for the opportunity to comment. We all know that there is often added cost to both doing things right and doing the right thing. This project is wrong for New Hampshire and wrong for all the citizens of the United States. I don't know the entire law and scope of the environmental impact study, but I would strongly suggest that the study does not stop nor start at the international border. Hydro-Québec has disfigured 13 out of 16 of their major rivers and has plans to continue with the destruction of the remaining three. They've flooded hundreds and thousands of acres of productive forest, they've destroyed wildlife habitat, and they've displaced indigenous people, all in the name of cheap power. It is disingenuous to call this renewable power. When we as a nation purchase this power, we are validating what Hydro-Québec has done and encouraging them to destroy more of our world's environment. At a time when more than 400 existing New Hampshire jobs are in jeopardy, at and supporting existing renewable generating plants in the state, and four existing renewable fuel generating plants are threatened with closure, I would hope that all economic impacts are studied. Northern Pass LLC should not be allowed to pick an arbitrary reduction on regional power prices and the positive economic impact that reduction would have unless they're willing to guarantee the price reduction. We live in a state that is over 80% forested and are blessed with a growth to harvest ratio of more than 2 to 1. In a state, biomass may be in the short term, biomass may be a bit more expensive. But if the true economic impact is measured, it is unlikely that this economic engine is more expensive than Hydro-Québec's power. Purchasing power with an in-state resource and with in-state people is the right thing for New Hampshire. What is the cost of the environmental destruction of our land and that in Canada? New Hampshire does not have an obligation to be the conduit that brings all the power to southern New England. Several renewable generating projects have been proposed in Massachusetts and Connecticut and not been realized because of either public opposition or because, again, people think the price might be a touch too high. We should not sit back and watch our landscape get destroyed when southern states have many other viable options, both renewable and conventional, and those sources should be studied for their in-country economic benefits as well. Thanks.